West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello?
Phil!
It's UFO Phil.
UFO Phil, my friend. How are you?
George, I'm great. I'm so glad you called.
I didn't call. You called.
Oh, I called you?
Yes, Phil.
Okay, I'm sorry. My brain is a little
fuzzy.
You're
all excited.
Right now.
You're on Coast to Coast, Phil. It's been a while.
Okay. I've been playing with electricity today, and so things are kind of fuzzy. But I have exciting news. It's been a wonderful Friday the 13th. I've had such good luck.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is. Can I tell you about it?
Sure, Phil.
I have to make sure something, though.
What?
Can you keep a secret?
Well, you know, Phil, you know you can trust me.
Okay, well, it's been a while, George. I just wanted to make sure.
I haven't changed, Phil. Okay. Still me.
So, you know, I've been working on this time machine for...
Well, forever.
Forever. And I haven't had much luck with it. And the most recent one, I was finally ready to give up on it. And I thought, well, on Friday the 13th will be my last try, and we'll see if it works. And if it doesn't, I'll just scrap the whole project.
Oh, really?
That's what I... So I got in it, and I set the coordinates to go back to the year Y2K. You know, right at the verge between 99 and 2000, because I needed to stock up on some dry goods, and they were very abundant at that time.
Sure.
So I got in there, and I fired up the engines, and right when I started to close the vault doors, this black cat jumped through the doors, George, right into the chamber, and it was too late. I couldn't...
Oh, no.
I couldn't throw the cat out, because the vault had sealed...
Like the brundle fly.
Exactly, exactly. And we were in lockdown mode, so there was nothing I could do, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just bring the cat along, and, you know, it'll be okay. So, well... Needless to say, the time machine didn't work.
Oh, no, Phil, don't tell me you're sporting a cattail.
So, needless to say...
Phil?
Yes?
You don't have a cattail now, do you?
Well, no, I don't. I didn't merge with the cat. Although, I have to write that one down because I'm going to have to try that next time. Hold on. Okay, cat... Tail like a fly. No, what happened, George, was something very, very amazing. I'm very excited. Can I tell you about it?
Yeah.
All right, can you keep a secret?
Well, I'm not sure, Phil. I would like to reveal it to people.
Well, how many people?
Well, just a few.
Are they close friends?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be fine.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
So, the time machine didn't work. I shut down the engines, and the next thing I know, I'm opening the vault door to get out and get some air because I was actually starting to suffocate. And... I look down at the cat, and there's a black cat and a clone. George, there was a clone. I cloned a cat somehow with my time machine.
I thought for a moment you were going to say you cloned you.
No, no, George, no. Two of me would just be too many secrets for anybody to keep.
Well, that's true. So you had a cat and a clone. You may be really the first person to do this. You know, there's a company just went out of business trying to clone animals.
Well, this is perfect because now there's a niche in the market for me, and I can clone cats with my machine. The only thing is I'm a little concerned about the marketing because the problem is the first cat's a black cat. The second cat is white and brown, and he looks nothing like the original.
Well, how do you know? That's not a clone then, Phil.
Well, it has to be a clone because there was only one cat when I closed the vault door, and then when I opened it, two cats came out. It has to be a clone.
No, I don't know what happened here.
Could have been hiding in any of the many nooks and crannies.
He could have been.
No, I don't. There was no way.
We need to test this, Phil, somehow.
I know. I'll try and clone some more cats, and then we'll see what happens.
We'll end the show tonight with your song, by the way. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you, George.
All right, Phil.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks for calling.
That's UFO Phil. Poor guy. His house burned down, but he's got his life back together again. Okay, now, I thought I said 2 years by mistake of my harmonica training. It's really 2 weeks. That was not a Freudian slip. So I'm going to play this little song for you 2 weeks into it. So don't expect much. You might remember when I was back in St. Louis, I solicited harmonica players to call in, and a couple of them did. And that spurred me to buy this little Horner harmonica. And so I'm going to play my rendition of Oh, Susanna. And my staff is in the studio now, all of them laughing and snickering, but I'm going to do it. Here we go. Ready?